The space is no longer underground, and it's a little smaller, but the Fayetteville Underground is back. The artist collective, which had been searching for a new home on the Fayetteville Square since last December, has finally found one on the southwest corner of the square. As the artists were recently hanging the art in preparation for their sneak preview show during tomorrow's first Thursday event, Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson dropped by to observe the action. While she was there, she spoke with photographer Sabina Schmidt, who's an artist and board member with The Underground.
It's the sneak preview for the grand opening, which is in September, so we're giving ourselves the opportunity to see how it works, and we're giving the public the opportunity to see what we've been up to, and just catch up with what's been going on in the new space. So the grand opening is going to be the first Thursday in September, and this is a little more intimate, a little more, things may go wrong. Things may not work the way we think they should, and we may have to figure out how to get people through the space and where to serve the food and how many people fit in here, all that. And then September is a grand opening.
There are many changes about the new Fayetteville Underground, but what the artists and members of the board are most excited about is the fact that it's a member-run organization, meaning that everyone has a say.
It's a member-driven organization, which is new. So everybody who shows work here and everybody who has a studio here is an artist member, has to pay a membership fee, has to work 4 hours a week in the galleries or for the organization, and has a vote in how the organization is run. And we have a board that the remaining Fayetteville Underground artists handpicked, and the board includes several of the artists, which is new. So it's a lot more, it's more of a cooperative than it was before. And right now we have about 15 member artists who will be showing work at First Thursday, and who are members. Some of them have studios, some don't. So we have a good core. But we are taking applications for new artist members and also for studio spaces. So that's a huge difference from before. It's really run by artists and by the board, with and for the artists.
Longtime Fayetteville photographer Don House is really excited about the transformations. He had a studio in the former underground, and now he's participating as an artist member, so he doesn't have to have a studio at the underground space.
Well, for me personally, I'm interested in the new underground's policy toward non-resident studio artists. In the old underground, I had a studio. Photography studios as a part of it, but this time I'm going to just be an artist member and be able to display work in the galleries, which is a new policy for the underground, and that's what interests me because I have another studio outside of this facility. So I'm looking forward to being a part of the underground without being a day-to-day resident.
House was eager to talk about what made Fayetteville Underground so unique. In Don House's decades of living in Fayetteville, he's never seen an organization quite like the Fayetteville Underground.
Well, I think the Fayetteville Underground is a unique and amazing organization in Fayetteville. I've been in town here for almost 30 years, and I've never seen anything like it. The level of professional gallery space, the enthusiasm of the community in supporting it, I think it's unique. And I found when I was a studio artist there, the camaraderie, the energy that I could get from working with other artists, even those who are working in fields of which I'm totally ignorant, it still was extremely beneficial to me. And by coming to this next level of the Fayetteville Underground, where we have both resident studio artists and non-studio artists, it opens it up dramatically to a much larger number of local, regional artists whose energy and work can come together to make it even a better organization than it's ever been.
Artist Hank Kaminsky, who created the Peace Fountain at the Fayetteville Town Center, now belongs to the board and is excited about the organization's many transformations.
Well, the previous organization was set up in a different way. It was a much more traditional method of organizing corporate activity. And what we decided to do was that the artist needed to be recognized as a major contributing symbolic and practical element in the construction of an art gallery. It's art we're selling, so artists should be involved in making the decisions or in helping make the decisions. So we insisted that there be at least three artists on board, on the board of directors when we finally got together. And so far we have achieved that.
The Fayetteville Underground has been able to open up in a new space, partially because of the generous support of the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission.
The City Advertising and Promotion Commission recognized the fact that artists had made a significant economic contribution to the welfare of the city of Fayetteville. And so they began to look for a space to help us when we lost our previous space. And the director of that organization is zealous and really was going after looking for us. We were originally scheduled to go into the old post office, but negotiations broke down on the purchase of that. And then she recommended that we had been looking at this space. And she recommended that we apply to the Advertising and Promotion Commission for a grant to move in. And that is what we did, and here we are.
Kaminsky is also passionate about talking why a space like the Fayetteville Underground is important to our community.
My favorite answer as to the question of what is art, it is the symbolic transformation of experience. That is to say that we have an experience, we make a symbol of it, and then we offer it to the community, and to see how close our symbolism is to theirs. So what artists do for a community is to make and to generate and to change its basic symbolism. When you decorate your house, you don't make the wall green because it matches the couch. Make the wall green because you're green. That's the feeling that you have. That's the symbol that you live with. And we help the community to determine its symbolism.
I think we want to, we just want to show the community what kind of creative work is being done in the city, and we want the community to participate in that. So it's definitely a two-way, it's interactive. It's not just here's a gallery, come and see, you know, what we produced last month, but it's also please come in and talk to us, visit us in our studios, attend our talks, apply to be supporting members or apply to be artist members yourselves, and contribute to what this art space can be.
Can you talk a little bit about what a supporting member is?
A supporting member gets access to the shows before they open, so we do previews. Preview parties or sneak previews just for supporting members. They may have access to special sales that we don't offer to the general public, or we only offer those later. All kinds of special events if you are a supporting member. It's $25 a year, and you know, you get a newsletter, you get information on what's going on. And that's different from the artist membership, which is $50 a year. And that allows artists who have to be juried, and that there's the application process is obviously different from supporting members. Anybody who wants to be an artist member has to submit artwork, has to submit a resume and a statement of interest, and explain what he or she thinks the contributions can be. And then the artist members, the other members, vote on whether that person will be in or not. And that person can then apply for a space.
The Fayetteville Underground Sneak Preview Show will be open to the public 5 to 8 p.m. this Thursday night as part of First Thursday on the Fayetteville Square. Art represented in the show includes painting, sculpture, photography, and much more from 15 local artists. To find out more about Fayetteville Underground as they make a new website, find them on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
More information is available at facebook.com/newFayetteville Underground.